I think we've all heard humans referred to as creatures of habit. And there's a reason for that saying. It's that, well, we kind of are. Change is something that is not easy for us to initiate in our lives.
That's true. And, you know, in some ways that can be a benefit, you know, that we build up routines that can work for us and help over time. But this idea of when we want to change, when we need to change, when a moment comes where something different needs to happen, it can be really tricky to make lasting change in our lives.
So why is this?
Well, I mean, I think if I had the answer to that and it was a simple answer, I'd be a millionaire, right? Because we could market, you know, the change solution. But, you know, think about what we've seen. We had promise of hypnosis for instant change, right? That we can sort of trick your mind, or the magical motivation pill. And you know, for many years, we've been offered these miracle cures. And it's becoming increasingly clear that, of course, none of those really work. There is no shortcut to change. And part of it is, I think, because changing things about ourselves means also coming into contact with what we don't like about ourselves. And that's really tough. We don't tend to like to do that, right? So if we think about, for example, something like quitting smoking, losing weight, changing diet, increasing physical fitness, all those things, those acts themselves are difficult. But mm-hmm. another piece of them that I think makes it even more difficult is all of those things, too, when we're changing, we're also sitting with the fact that we're not where we want to be. Right? That we're seeing and acknowledging the fact that I'm not living the life the way I'd want to, that I'm not living according to my values or how I believe. And doing that can be uncomfortable.
So is that journey from inspiration to action a bridge too far for us?
Well, I don't think so. Otherwise, I wouldn't have a job, right? Because, of course, I'm in the business of helping people change. But I think it's worth at least acknowledging that it's painful. Right? And difficult. Because I think sometimes we like to sell the idea that change is easy, that you just stay motivated, and that, you know, you get that miracle motivation and everything falls into place. But I think it's actually the opposite, that folks who are successful at changing, who can make major changes in their life, it's not so much that I think that they're more motivated or that they simply have more energy or more desire to change. I think it might be that they're more willing to sit with the discomfort of change as well.
Willing to sit with the discomfort of change. This does not sound very fun.
No, it's not. It's not a good slogan, and I'm not going to be able to sell this. No one, you know, this is a much more difficult sort of idea to get behind, but I think it's a more honest reflection of what we know about behavior change and psychology, right? That this idea of waking up every morning motivated to exercise, excited about the gym, excited to get to work, excited to whatever it is that, whatever project you're working on, whether it's writing, exercising, eating, you know, spending more time with your kids, whatever that thing is that you're going to do different, the idea that every day you're going to wake up and want to do it just doesn't seem to be the case.
So these people who appear to be so great at making changes in their lives, they're just faking it?
No, I don't think they're faking it. I think they're great at keeping with change even when that motivation isn't here. It's not that they're more motivated. And in fact, if you look at some of the research suggesting that, you know, motivation comes and goes, and it's not very well linked with outcomes, right? That you know, people who are more motivated initially, more confident that they're going to be able to change, that doesn't always predict who persists, who keeps with it. And so I think the skill we might want to be developing here isn't so much let's help people get motivated, let's help people be more confident. I think it might be in some ways the opposite. We want people to be more realistic about change, to recognize that it's going to be tough, and we want to build resilience, right? The ability to sort of sit with the discomfort that change often requires, that you know, to be able to go to the gym on the day when you really don't feel like it, or to recognize that sometimes starting change can be seeing things in ourselves we don't like and making room for that, right? None of these make good slogans. None of these really translate to that sort of miracle cure. But when we look at sort of folks who've been successful in changing, either in therapy or, you know, in business and other places, people who can reinvent themselves and accomplish new things, it really is that perseverance and resilience that seems to be one of the most important factors.
Are there tools we can use to learn or teach perseverance and resilience?
Well, and that's the good news is yes. And they're not the same things as feeling good about yourself, saying you're great, and trying to, you know, give yourself that pep talk. I think, you know, one thing we know is that we can train things like self-compassion, training ourselves to be kind to ourselves even when things get difficult. And that doesn't mean giving up or resigning to whatnot. It means, you know, recognizing that we're not perfect and creating space to be okay with that. We can train skills like mindfulness, right? Developing a practice and taking time deliberately each day to notice all of our thoughts and feelings, not just the good ones, the ones we don't like as well, and practice sitting, literally sitting, with discomfort and uneasiness in our lives. And you know, folks who practice those skills, well, we have evidence now that mindfulness meditation can actually change part of our brain. It changes how we think, how we respond to stress, and that can, in turn, build greater resilience and ability to follow through with major changes in our lives. So in some ways, we see sort of discouragement, feeling down, and discomfort is the obstacle to change, right? It's the thing we have to remove in order to get what we want in our lives. But I think it might be the opposite. I think instead of pushing it away or overcoming it, we want to lean in, right? That successful folks, people who are able to change, are able to lean in and embrace that discomfort, embrace that uncertainty, and change even with that there. And then that's a skill we can train up.